you are standing before the ultimate enigma of classical beauty. This is the Venus de Milo, a sculpture that has silently provoked the world's curiosity since the very day of its resurrection. The debris of deities. Born around 100 BCE during the Hellenistic period, this figure was carved from two separate blocks of Parian marble. This material is famed for its fine crystalline structure and a semi-transparency that allows light to penetrate the surface, lending the stone a warmth akin to human skin. While long attributed to the master Praxiteles, a now lost inscription on her original plinth suggested her true creator was likely Alexandros of Antioch. When a peasant discovered her in a cave on the island of Milos in 1820, she was not alone. She was accompanied by fragments of arms. Yet, during a turbulent journey to France, those limbs vanished, leaving behind only this eternal, fragmented torso. The rhythm of the twist. The reason the Venus continues to take the viewer's breath away after two millennia lies in the masterful execution of contrapposto. Observe the intentional shift of her weight. All her pressure rests on the left foot, while the right knee bends slightly. This causes her hips, shoulders, and head to tilt at opposing angles. This technique creates the famous S-curve. It is not merely about balance, it infuses the stone with potential kinetic energy. No matter which angle you stand at, she appears to be mid-rotation, as if about to step out of the heavy drapery slipping from her hips. This visual instability creates a psychological urgency in the viewer. You are not looking at a static stone, but eavesdropping on a divine movement frozen in time. An icon of artistic warfare. The statue's rise to global icon status was born from a cultural war between France and Britain. In 1815, following Napoleon's defeat, France was forced to return the looted Medici Venus. To fill this cultural void, French scholars mythologized the newly discovered Venus de Milo. They orchestrated a calculated scandal. To prove she was older and superior to the Parthenon sculptures held by the British, French officials intentionally suppressed the base that bore Alexandros' inscription, as that sculptor lived too late for their narrative. They preferred to destroy the evidence rather than admit she didn't belong to the classical golden age. This academic murder inadvertently granted her a legendary purity, elevating her from a Greek fragment to the patron saint of French national pride. The missing finery. If you lean in close, just above her right arm and in her earlobes, you will find tiny circular drill holes. This is the detail most tourists overlook. In antiquity, this goddess was far from the austere, white marble figure you see today. These holes were anchor points for bronze or gold jewellery. The goddess of love originally wore heavy earrings, bracelets, and a diadem. There is even evidence that her form was once painted in vivid colours. Imagine her. Today she is celebrated for her pallor, fragmentation, and minimalism. But 2,000 years ago, she was a polychromatic, gold-clad centre of luxury. This missing detail reminds us that the classical simplicity we worship is, in fact, an illusion created by time and erosion. Faced with this deity, who lacks arms, yet still dominates the space, do you feel her fragmentation robs her of beauty, or has it instead perfected her myth?